This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The horror movie Saw kind of has an influence on the mainstream movies. Here we have a payback movie, kind of like the movie Payback starring Mel Gibson, but this time it's Denzel Washington going full out man on fire, Training Day, even reuniting with his Training Day Oscar-winning director Antoine Fuqua, touching base with a long line of successful roles played by various men, Clint Eastwood in Unforgiven, Paul Newman, The Drop most recently with Tom Hardy, and History of Violence, Cronenberg's History of Violence, and Viggo Mortensen. What we have here is really David and Goliath set in 2014, so instead of slinging a sling, he's using a hammer in Home Depot, but going up against lots of guys with guns and using, so it's kind of like a MacGyver meets David, only if David were like played by Denzel. And he goes laconic, not a word that's used very often except maybe to describe Calvin Coolidge, but laconic in an era of oversharing and overposting and surveillance is cool. So he has that cool factor in that you don't know what's going on with his past, much like the other anti-heroes. There's something else there, that he's removed himself from society. He possesses the ability to summon up a massive amount of violence, and yet has a moral path to remove himself from civilians so that they aren't harmed in the crossfire. And so this is not someone who's been suspended by the NFL. This is the path of Clint Eastwood in Unforgiven. This is the path of Tom Hardy in The Drop. The man who knows he's capable of destroying all men, including himself and including the innocent, and thus leads a solitary life. Oftentimes, there's a female who seeks to enter his intimate life, but this is truly the playground of the Western, where the role of the solitary cowboy walks alone, and like the outlaw Josie Wales. So it's hard for a woman to really sort of get in close. So oftentimes, it's played by a prostitute or one of the girls from the saloon. In this case, played by the girl from Kick-Ass, who's all grown up. Anyway, this movie goes laconic, Calvin Coolidge style, Denzel style, and takes place in Home Depot, the new American West.